These are the key elements of oscular referencing. First of all, they are the words or ideas of somebody else or legal authority that you've used within your assignment. So this could be a direct quote, a paraphrase, or a summary. In law, you will also be referring to the law itself, such as cases and legislation. Whenever you do that, you need to mark that in the text. This marker shows the reader that what they've just read isn't your ideas and you've taken it from somewhere else. But you don't want to interrupt the flow of the reading, so in numeric styles like Oscola, the marker is simply a little superscript number that directs the reader to the footnote at the bottom of the page where full details of the source can be found. At the bottom of the page are your footnotes where you put the full details of each work that you've referred to next to the relevant footnote number. These are the key elements, and according to the Oscola Guide from Oxford University, a bibliography and tables of cases and legislation are only needed for longer works such as theses or books. However, most of those lecturers at DMU ask their students to include a bibliography at the end of their work, so it is best to double-check with your lecturers to find out what is expected of you. If you are expected to include a bibliography, this will be at the end of your assignment and it will include all the secondary sources, books, website and journal articles, but not cases and legislation. The bibliography is arranged in alphabetical order by author's surname.